Well, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. It's Monday, February 1st, 2016. And I want to try to put a cap on this whole thing about Google and Mozilla and HTTPS. I think it's really simple that what's going to happen when they finally do the switch over, and I'm pretty sure there will come a point at which Google will ship a browser that will not open HTTP websites. They're serious about forcing this change. And I think they have their reasons for doing it. I don't think they're as benevolent as they say they are. I find the ones that they've offered, the reasons that they've offered, to be just almost insulting. I mean, you know, there really is no reason for a blog that I wrote, you know, for a project that was done 5-10 years ago. There's no reason for that site to move to a new protocol. There's just no reason for it. It's frozen in time. It's never going to change. It's there simply to act as a record of the event, which was one of the reasons I thought we were using the web, was to leave a trail behind us of our projects, and so that when we wanted to go back and find out what was done, we'd have a place to go. And of course, I was putting my notes about the projects on the web, assuming that they would be available for a long time. And it was all part of a whole ethos, and we really did it. I mean, I made it really easy to create new websites. Maybe I made it too easy, but that's just the way it is. I was experimenting. So I've got tons of domains with their own websites on it. It's a nightmare for this situation. I mean, if all of my content were on scripting.com, you know, for me, it might be doable. I still wouldn't, like, probably do it, because I want to protest as strongly as I possibly can that I don't like the idea of blacking out big pieces of the web. It's like book burning. I mean, you know, imagine if sometime, you know, they decided that all books now had to be paperback. And so it's actually a pretty good example. Why? Because paperback's more portable, it's easier to manufacture, it's better for the earth, uses fewer resources, et cetera, et cetera. All kinds of good things. Good, you can feel good about yourself if you convert your hardcover book to a paperback. And we all know the world's going this way. I mean, everybody's producing paperbacks. Nobody really wants the hardcover books anymore, right? Actually, I've already kind of blown it in a way, because they wouldn't even be talking about converting the old shit, you know? They're not thinking about that. I don't think they give a shit about the old sites, nor should they. Nobody really should. They're there. They're serving their purpose. They don't need to be screwed around with. And who could come up with this rule that says everybody has to convert their books to paperback? I mean, nobody has the power to make you do that. And this is the wrong thing about trusting big commercial companies with as something as important as the lens through which we read the web. And they're so sure that we will just not object. I guess that's part of it. Either they're sure that we won't object, but I don't see how that could be, because there will come a day when you can't get to a lot of sites. And then people are going to know, well, why'd you break my sites? So, I don't know. They must be thinking this through, at least that far. There's just going to be an awful moment when people actually realize, oh my God, that means I can't get to whatever. I'm looking for something. All, you know, half, two-thirds of the remaining good links on Wikipedia disappear, because they're on sites that don't use HTTPS, because there's nobody around to maintain them. There's nobody to do this transition. I mean, you're talking about a conversion that probably a lot like the Y2K conversion that took place. And only here you're sure that things won't work. You know, what surprised people with Y2K was that, you know, most of the code, I guess, seemed to work. It all was sort of like much ado about nothing. This will not be like that. Converting to HTTPS is really problematic. It's a hard transition to do. And once you've done it, the sites are quite fragile. I've heard, you know, stories. I've never maintained one myself, but I've heard stories from friends who do about, you know, how these sites end up, you know, something changes somewhere and all of a sudden nobody can access their site. I mean, HTTP is highly reliable. It's been scaled up. It fucking works. And now, you know, okay, now you're going to, I'm just going to lose a lot of the web. So there must be something else. And that something else must be really fucking hurting Google. And it probably has something to do with the advertising. Because, face it, that's where their money's made. And I guess some of that advertising must still be going through the web, huh? Everybody talks about how the web is dead and everything. Well, if the web's so dead, why are you fucking with it? Because it's not dead. And because somehow in all this mess, the fact that ad servers are not using HTTPS is a problem for Google. That's, I don't know what the specifics are, but it's the only explanation I can come up with. The other one is bullshit. It doesn't make sense. I mean, if they're so concerned about my sites, but I'm not that concerned about them, then, you know what? There's something fishy going on there, okay? I don't want to make the transition. I can't afford to do it. You know, I don't have an infinite amount of time, and I certainly don't have any, I don't have any resources but myself. And I've got hundreds of domains and subdomains, and, you know, from time to time, I have to do conversions, and it's a fucking pain in the ass. And you're talking about a major undertaking here for me, and I simply will not do it. So, that's it. That's what I have to say. I don't have anything more to say, and this isn't my problem. This is your problem. And it's not only our problem, okay, but it also highlights something else that's seriously wrong with the tech world, which is that the tech press should be all over this. This is a huge, huge deal. It would be like knowing that book burnings were about to happen and then saying, well, you know, I don't understand the technology of book burning, so I don't know. You know, this is, I'll let somebody else worry about this. Well, that's not what journalists are supposed to do, right? I mean, that's not how it's supposed to work. You find out that there's a concern, and I think that I've got enough credibility, and I'm not the only one, by the way, talking about this, that I have enough credibility so that at least a couple reporters ought to take a look. You know, like at Ars Technica or at Quartz. These are like two publications I have tremendous respect for. What is it going to take to get you to actually look at this? Any case, there, I've done all that I can do. I'm not a reporter. I've done, you know, enough investigation. I've read some of the websites. This is all work for somebody whose job it is to investigate this stuff. This is not my job. My job is to write software and create more websites and to be a user and to tell you that as a user and as a developer, I have no interest in doing a mass conversion, jumping through this huge hoop just because Google gave me some reason that doesn't make any sense to me. So, that would be all that I have to say on the subject, I hope. I really would rather not have to write any more blog posts about this, other than I would be happy to link to any journalist who wants to pick up this story. I think your guys are blowing it. I mean, this is one of the most egregious examples of journalism simply not wanting to find any dirt, because this shit is just lying out there. I mean, it's lying out there on the pavement, and, you know, you don't have to go do a lot of investigation. Just go read my blog and click on the links and read how they deliberated and how they made this decision. And ask yourself, was there any thought that went into this? Did they ever consider what? Yes, and the answer is yes, there is. They did consider all the sites that they would break. And they went ahead and did it anyway. So it's all there for you to read. And I've already done a lot more than I really should have. So this hopefully is the last you'll hear about this from me until I point to some great investigative piece by one of the wonderful reporters we have in the tech world. I really mean it. I hope that happens, okay? So thanks very much. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.